Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, Matthew 16, the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus asks the question, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Now, for our setting, Jesus is in the district of Caesarea Philippi, which is another Gentile district north of where the Sea of Galilee is. So in the last couple of weeks, we've seen Jesus in Tyre and Sidon on the coastlands in Gentile regions, and then he was by the sea, and now he's up in Caesarea Philippi. He's getting around. He's in places that we normally wouldn't see Jesus doing ministry, but here he is. And he asks his disciples, who do the people say that I am? Of all the people you've encountered, disciples, what have they said about me? And the response is interesting. The disciples comment that some say that he's John the Baptist. In fact, Herod thought Jesus was John the Baptist sort of realive because he had beheaded John the Baptist, and yet here's Jesus doing these kinds of things. And so Herod the Great thought that he was Jesus resurrected, or John the Baptist resurrected. Others say Elijah, the great prophet. Others, Jeremiah or one of the other lesser prophets. A lot of people question that. Who do people say that Jesus is? In our day and time, people say Jesus is a lot of things, or maybe they say he's nothing. So I did a very cursory search. I'm not a expert in world religions or, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. But I thought it would be interesting to ask the amazing Google who people say Jesus is. Because if you're going to ask someone, ask the one who knows all, right? So I asked Google, who do people say that Jesus is? And for four of the major world religions, they had this to say. In Islam, Jesus is a messenger, one of the five prophets, of which Muhammad is the last and greatest, but Jesus is counted among the great prophets of history, of the message of God. And I will say, shockingly, that's about the closest that any of the other world religions get it. Shockingly. Because you would think in Judaism, maybe, you know, they might come closer. But in fact, in Orthodox Judaism, he's a heretic. Not even a wise rabbi, although some more conventional sects of Judaism would say that. Some would say that he was a failed Messiah. He came in the Messiah's name, but he didn't accomplish what he was supposed to do. And we've talked about that, how he didn't look like what they thought the Messiah should be. And then others in that same group would say that he is no one of particular note. That's who they would say Jesus is. Now, the last two get a little bit further afield. In Hinduism, in certain groups of Hinduism, again, I'm not an expert, but some would see him as an enlightened teacher or a reincarnation of Vishnu, one of their gods, or in fact, maybe just a guru of some kind. In some groups of Buddhism, in Buddhist thought, some would say that he was a teacher who achieved a higher state of enlightenment or just some great, again, guru. So who do you say Jesus is? It's an interesting question, especially in a day and age when just saying the name Jesus gets all kinds of interesting looks. Can shut down conversations pretty quickly and often will get you not ostracized, so to speak, but maybe set out from your different groups of people. So I thought, well, we've been in the Gospel of Matthew for all of Pentecost, so let's see what the Gospel of Matthew has to say about who Jesus is. So I started at the beginning of Matthew and worked my way through the Gospel of Matthew this past week, looking at all of the places where Jesus was identified by something. I came up with almost three full pages of who Matthew records Jesus is. So we'll start at the beginning, because that's when the angel appears to Joseph and Mary and tells them that his name will be Emmanuel. So Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. We know how that translates, God with us. Jesus is God with us. And then he's given the name, Jesus, the one who saves. The Magi, who visited from the east, some say, in my search, visited from India. I don't know how far east they came from, but they were a ways out there. They called him the one born King of the Jews. I thought that was really interesting, because the next time King of the Jews shows up is when he's talking with Pilate at his crucifixion. Interesting bookends. He's called the Christ. When the disciples, first disciples, discover him, we've discovered the one who is called the Christ. He is Galilean. That's where he comes from. He's a Nazarene out of Nazareth. God himself calls him his beloved son in his baptism. Satan calls him, if you are the Son of God. So he had heard God say that he was his beloved son, and then Satan says, well, wait a minute, if you are the Son of God. Jesus himself calls himself the kingdom of heaven. When he begins his earthly ministry, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. The kingdom of heaven is Jesus. We've been talking about that. He is a teacher, a proclaimer, or a preacher. He's a healer. He is known as one with authority, not as the scribes, but one with authority, one whom the wind and seas obey. When he encounters demons, they know him as the Son of God. Again, interesting that they're the ones who get it closest in the early stages. Satan knows who he is, the demons know who he is, but the people who were to receive him, they don't know who he is. Very interesting. He's referred to as the Son of Man. He's one who calls sinners. In his parables, he's the bridegroom. He's the Son of David. We heard that last week. O Lord, Son of David. He's the Lord of the harvest. He's the one who acknowledges us to the Father. Again, who is Jesus? Do any of those titles sound familiar to you? Would you say that that's Jesus? He tells the disciples of John that he's identified by what he does when he says, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, deaf hear, dead are raised, and the good news for the poor is preached. The Pharisees called him a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. He is Lord of the Sabbath. He is the kingdom of God. He is greater than Solomon. Again, in his parables, he is the sower of the seed, the treasure in the field, the merchant searching, and a net gathering. That's who Jesus is. And here Herod calls him John the Baptist, raised from the dead. The disciples, when he walked on the water towards them, thought he was a ghost. He is Son of David and Lord. Some said, here's our reading today, John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And then finally, Peter confesses him to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is builder of the church. He is the beloved Son of God. He's a taxpayer. Did you know that? Jesus was a taxpayer. Yeah. Should we pay the temple tax or not? Here, give me the coin. Render unto Caesar. He was a taxpayer. In the parables again, he is a merciful king, a master of the house, king of the wedding feast. The crowds, as he came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, called him Lord, Son of David, the prophet, Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Let's put them all together. Pharisees said that the Christ would be the son of David, and so Jesus is. He is the judge. To Judas, he is rabbi. And in his last days, he suffers the mockery of being called, and here in mocking tones, those who mock him still know who he is by calling him the Christ, the Son of God, Jesus, the Galilean, King of the Jews, Jesus, who is called the Christ, Jesus, the King of the Jews, the King of Israel. Finally, he's an imposter. But then, the last confession of who Jesus is from the Roman centurion standing by his cross as Jesus died, and he says, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Who is Jesus? We all answer it in different ways, I think, even though we confess the creed. And if we were to use the definition in the creed, he is Lord, he is the only begotten Son of God, he is God of God, light of light, very God of very God. We just confess all of that about Jesus. Who is Jesus? Who do you say he is? We don't ask that question flippantly. It is a serious question, because those who confess Jesus, those who say with their mouth and believe with their heart that Jesus is Lord, that's salvation. That's what Scripture says. So a lot depends on who you believe Jesus to be. So who is Jesus to you? I can't answer that for you. I can't give you, well, I can give you answers. I just read a whole bunch of answers, but I can't answer that question for you. That's one that you have to take up with your heart, with your conscience, with your experience, with your baptism, with your participation in the supper. All of that tells you who Jesus is for you. I know Jesus to be the one who died on my behalf, who suffered under the weight of the sins of the world on the cross. My sins, your sins, the sins of the whole world, of all people, in all time, in all places, throughout history, the weight of the sins of the entire creation rested on Jesus on that cross. I believe Jesus is the one who died for my sins. I believe Jesus is the one who was buried in his tomb, wrapped in similar swaddling cloths as he was when he was born. I believe Jesus to be the one who rested in the tomb for 3 days, who descended into the darkness, into hell, into the nether world to proclaim victory over death and the grave. I believe that Jesus is the one who rose again, who exploded out of the tomb, who knocked the soldiers who were guarding him flat on the ground as if they were dead. It's the one who appeared to the disciples and said, "Look at my hands. Look at my side. Believe. Believe that I am who I say I am. I believe that Jesus is the one who saved all of us. I believe that Jesus is the one who gave himself in bread and wine, body and blood, for our forgiveness, for the promise of eternal life, for salvation. I believe that Jesus is the one who said that he is coming again. I believe that Jesus is the one who will judge the heavens and the earth, who will make all things, as our reading in Isaiah said today, like Eden again. I believe Jesus is the one who hears my prayers. I believe Jesus is the one who walks alongside me every day. I believe Jesus is the one who unites us all through the Holy Spirit. Not just us here, but the whole church throughout all the world, regardless of denomination, regardless of geography, regardless of language, regardless of liturgy, Jesus is the one. Who do you say Jesus is? When asked the question, who do you say who Jesus is? Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and keep our hearts always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.